I was driving down 150, and I heard these voices crying out. And along this one area is a busy area. There are homes with high-end people in jobs, but they don't have an identity, half of them, because the other half either worked for Caterpillar or one of the other industrial. So these people who have lost their identity are crying out. And I haven't been able to drive through there without hearing the cries. And God had told me before that one day we would have, and this is a vision, I won't go into the whole thing, but one day we would have a church on Route 150. And any church building that we'd have prior to that, any church gathering that we would have prior to that, would have to be along 150. So we're engrafted into 150. And so I have listened and I have prayed. And one day, Holly came to, we were going to have the Herndons at the church. And we were at a house having a meal. And Holly shows up. And we're all visiting, we're all talking. And she begins to tell us about you guys and how you have a heart for Route 150. And my spirit, man, just leaped. And I thought, a connection, like-minded people. And I wanted to get to know this like-minded people. And so it took a while before we could get the go-ahead to come down Route 150 all the way. But when he says go, I go. When he says move, I move. And my husband has learned that there's just no other way for me. So he says yes and amen. Not to me, but to the Lord. And so when we decided to come, we were always getting lost. And I said this morning, I inquired of the Lord. That's what you're supposed to do. Inquire of the Lord. So I inquired of the Lord. I said, Lord, why are we constantly getting lost? Because most of my trips are not like this. And he reminded me of the three trips that I had to take to Ireland to finish some commission that he wanted to have done that had been aborted by someone else. And I'd said at that time, we'd even bought a GPS chip so that would be just perfect. We wouldn't get lost. But we kept getting lost all three times. And we would go in circles. And so I inquired of the Lord at that time. He said, take a yellow marker and follow the border of where you have been. And when we did that, he says, then fill it in. We had done the whole lower Republic of Ireland, because God just ripples out when you set your feet on the soil. And that was one of the things that I had to do. When I got to Dublin, I had to leave the asphalt and get on the ground and get my feet on the ground. And that's what he wanted us to do here today. So I knew that we had to go clear to the end of Route 150 to complete the commission, the assignment that he had given us. And when we did that, there was great peace. We anointed the ground, and we blew the shofars over the ground and over into the city, because what we've been praying for is for revival. And I saw your sign. I saw your banner. But we've been praying for revival fire to follow Route 150 all the way down. Amen? We've been praying for little fires to ignite all around the border of 150. And as they ignite, they build, and they build bigger fires, and they build a presence of the Holy Spirit that just doesn't come without prayer. So we're praying for revival in your land. We're praying for an anointing to come upon all of you, to sustain you, to go into the battle, and to do what he has called us to do. And that is to share Jesus with the whole world. That is to lay hands on the sick. That is to give them hope in him. And as we do that, I just get excited because I know what's coming. I'm prophetic and I'm a seer. And I know what's coming. So I'm excited. Yeah. I'm really excited. So I want to see all of you excited. Yeah. Big smiles. Yeah. And as we come closer, and we are coming closer. Oh, the anointing's all over. Hallelujah. Shoo. We thank you, Lord, for what you're doing. Let that revival fire come into this house. Come down 150. Yeah. Let the sparks go everywhere, Father God. And let it raise the dead. And not just the dead in the physical, but the dead in spirit. Yes. Let it loose. Let it loose, Father God. Let it come. Let it come in a mighty, mighty way. Ignite the little fires, the campfires, and blow it. Blow it into a full-blown fire. Amen. In Jesus' mighty name. Hallelujah. The Lord will send me on assignments like this. And I remember an assignment at the Capitol in Illinois. And we had a map on one of the tables. And in a vision, I was flying over that map. And that whole border of Illinois was on fire. But the map wasn't being consumed. But the whole border was on fire. And I would say maybe 10 years later, the Lord sent me and a team to all the courthouses. And this is something you might pray into. We went to all the courthouses in Illinois. I think there's 102 of them. And walked the grounds, prayed, asked the Lord what we should be praying about. We would go inside, and we got into a lot of places that only the Lord could show us and get us in there. And as we would go in, I would stop by the county clerk's office, and I would say, what does the state need? What does your county need? What do you need the most? And they said, our children. Our children are being stolen from us. And so I did this in Ireland. Our children are being stolen from us by the ways of the world. And so with that, it's a pleasure for you guys to allow us to come into your place and to share Jesus and what Holy Spirit is doing. And there's just so much to share and so much to tell. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you for coming. Praise the Lord.
Hallelujah.
I did want to make something clear. We go from church to church to church. It's many churches, well, about 7 churches now, isn't it? We've got pastors here from Faith Victory Center and Church of Reconciliation, and did I miss anybody? But it's a joint effort, and we've been praying that he'll start these little fires of unity all along the way, and I don't know if you guys are hooked up with anybody, but we want to pray that God will strengthen unity, because that's what really brings that move of God, and to have people to help carry your load. It's just been unbelievable for us. I think everybody in our church has been blessed. I know we have.